Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Nida Daf Nun Dalid, Nida 54b, pagination is 108. We'll start at the Mishnah midway on the page with the start of the 7th Perek. We're dealing with different body emissions, different parts of the body, or from the body, and what level of Tumah do they have if they're dried. Now, the start, the hook, so to speak, is Dam HaNida, the blood of the Nida, which is the name of our Masechta, and the law over there is Metamim Lachin u'Metamim Yeveshim. It causes Tuma whether it's wet or dry. Either way, it's going to cause Tuma. And that's, again, our primary statement. The Mishnah also says in the Tanakhama, Ubisar Hames, and flesh from a dead body, is also going to have the same rule, Mitamim Lachim and Mitamim Yeveshim, even if it was very dried, it's still going to be Mitame, according to the Tanakhama. Aval, but, Hazov, the emission of a Zov, Vehania Veharok, phlegm or saliva, Vehasheretz, a sheretz type of animal, vanavela or the carcass, vashich vazera or semen, mitamim lachim ve'emitamim yeveshim. They are going to be associated with tuma only in the wet form and not in the dry form. But the Mishnah qualifies this, and there's a lot of qualification in this Mishnah, there's quite a lot in the Gemara as well, but the Mishnah states, "V'im yecholim lihisharos, if you could soak it, v'lachza l'kemosha hein, and it'll return to its original form, mitamim lachim and mitamim yeveshim. Then, even in the dry form, it's going to be considered wet, because it could be rehydrated, if you will, and therefore it's not so far gone as not to be metame. The Mishnah asks, V'kama hi shiriyasan, how much is the soaking? Biposhrin, it's lukewarm water, me'es la'es, for 24 hours. Es la'es is a unique term. It's not a calendar day. It's the same time of day the following day. We have this question, for example, a woman who gives birth is considered in a dangerous status for a certain amount of time after the birth, certain number of days. So the question is, do we count those days as calendar days, or do we count them in a more generous way, me'es la'es, 24-hour type cycles? So if she gave birth 3 in the afternoon and Yom Kippur is coming up a certain number of days away, do we count it with 24-hour concept, or the first day of birth counts as 1 and she might not still be eligible for significant leniencies days later if you count the calendar day method? So es la'es is the same time on the following day, 24-hour period. So Rashi observes that the soaking, which makes it eligible to still be considered tamei, because it could have been soaked, Rashi says, the lukewarm water for 24 hours, aval iboy tefei mayim chamim, o yosem mi es la'es, but if it would need more, it would need hot water, or it would need more than 24 hours to rehabilitate it, yeveshim heim, that's considered dry. And we know different things, you could throw them into water, even cold water. Some of us have the experience when we check vegetables, leafy vegetables, so the vegetables might come out of the bag looking a little bit limp, and you throw them into cold water, they actually look like they perk up. Certainly, the Mishnah is describing that you could have certain things, these materials, that if they were put into warm water, they would become liquidy again. But if it would require hot water, that's what we're being told, that's not considered moist anymore, and it does not convey tumah. So again, the Mishnah in the first statement said dam nida and basar hames, nida blood or flesh from a dead body, that's regardless, moist or dry, makes no difference. But these other materials are specifically only when they're moist. The final statement of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, and right now we're just translating with basic explanation, even though the Gemara will qualify this. Rabbi Yossi says, Basar Hames Yavesh, the flesh of a dead body is considered dry, if ve'eno yachol lahashros v'lachzor l'chemos shahaya tahar, when you're dealing with dried basar meis, it's not automatically, like the Tanakhama said, going to be considered tameh. It also requires the system described in the second part of the Mishnah. It requires that when put into lukewarm water, it would become moist again. But it's not an automatic mitamim lachim umitamim yeveshim, even when it's dry. And so, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's really only the dam hanida that's definitively, even when it's dry. Rabbi Yossi only allows the dam nida in that category. The Tanakhama allowed basar hames in that category as well. But the larger portion of the Mishnah is with the statement mitamim lachim, only when it's moist, ve'ein mitamim yeveshim, and not when it's dry. But we have to define what dry means, because if it could easily be rejuvenated, that's still considered lach, moist. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.